This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Who's ready? Couple hours of broadcast healing like nowhere else in radio. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on. Super Don making it sound so good. And we got a phone number if you want to call in. We'll let you know about that. I'm going to give you a sneak preview. I know I'm breaking the rules, Super Don, but I'm excited.
What rules?
The radio rules, unspoken rules behind the scenes, things that the host is not supposed to do. Like, don't telegraph what you're going to do when I have
Now, there's a difference between telegraphing and a difference between teasing. And so we can tease because, you know, we're just a bunch of teases on this show.
You're
right?
Just such a big tease, Super Don, right? You always talk about the coffee and you never use it properly. Well, we have a big coffee story that's going to make happy news for Super Don today. That's one thing. Another thing we've got from the 10th Amendment Center, Mike Bahari, scheduled to join us talking about local food and... Well, telling the FDA where they can take their regulations, and that's great news. And then we got, put on your thinking caps, boys and girls, because Morley Robbins is back. He's known as the Magnesium Man, and we're going to get into neurodegenerative diseases, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, etc. And we're going to talk about it from a metabolic perspective in terms of how the body is interacting successfully or unsuccessfully with iron toxicity. Yes, there's going to be magnesium. Yes, we'll talk copper. We'll talk about a lot of awesome things. But man, oh man, is there an article that you got to wrap your head around and you're going to read it 100 times. It's going to take you a while to get through it. But we published it, thanks to Morley, up at robertscottbell.com. So you want to check that out. It's been previously only, as far as I know, in that exclusive Facebook group that you have to ask to be part of, which we'll let you know about as well, because you may want to be when you have questions for Morley Robbins. You want to ask a lot more. So, just setting the stage for you, we're taking it to a whole other healing level tonight. Or this afternoon if you're on the West Coast, or if you're listening later, whenever it is. RobertScottBell.com, RobertScottBell.com. I think we need to start a petition, Super Don, to Fox News to bring back Carol Alt.
Yeah?
You know why I'm saying this, right? Because we had this new guy from Britain who's got a show on Sunday night, blasting all over the pharmaceutical industry, not holding back, all guns a-blazing. And then last night, Tucker Carlson brings RFK Jr. back on the show, second time, after he already brought up the issues, the dangers of vaccination, and the fact that there were some safety issues there. I did one interview with Carol. I did a few interviews with Carol, but one on vaccines. They never even aired it. And now Tucker's going full bore with RFK Jr. Bring back Carol Alt. Come on.
I was pretty surprised. I was genuinely surprised this morning when I found that RFK had been on.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, let's think about this for a second. You're right. I mean, you didn't hear anybody saying these kinds of things except on Carol Alt's show, right? And never in a million years would I have expected prime time Tucker Carlson, who took over for Bill O'Reilly, right? Mm-hmm. Prime time Fox News. And they're bringing RFK on to talk about vaccines. I mean, that is really impressive.
Dude, listen, for those of you Fox haters out there, especially if you're leftists, tell me when the last time your legitimate bona fide lefty, RFK Jr., who we like and respect because he has integrity, he has intellectual integrity on the issue of vaccines. When is the last time MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, any of those left-leaning networks have ever allowed him on to speak about what he spoke about with Tucker Carlson? Now for the second time. And you get back to me on that, and then we'll talk. Because he is of the leftist variety, a avowed family Democrat throughout his family. It's in his DNA. And yet Tucker Carlson, supposedly a right-leaning libertarian host of the primetime slot on Fox News Monday through Friday, has him on. Now, let's talk about, actually, let's do better than that. Let's listen to some of the things that went on and out into the airwaves to the Fox News audience. And how astounding this was to have him back a second time. And Tucker Carlson asked some really good questions about the political left because he knows the background of RFK Jr. from where he originates, from where he comes, on the political spectrum. And it's fascinating as Tucker interacts with him on this front. And I want you to hear it in case you missed it.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. joins us tonight. The response to that piece that John Oliver did really struck me. I think of you as someone whose bona fides as a Democrat and a liberal are kind of unimpeachable, and yet they piled on you. Why? Why is raising questions about the safety of vaccines a no-go zone on the left?
Okay, so this is a great setup. And by the way, I neglected to mention that it was in response to the John Oliver hit piece, 30 minutes on anybody who questions vaccine safety, etc. And we picked out those talking points apart for years. Jeffrey Jackson, our buddy, has written on it. Many people are reporting on it. And now Tucker Carlson gets RFK Jr. on to go, hey, what's the deal here? Why is the left not able to ask these questions? Why is it, verboten, right? Forbidden to do so. Where is the skepticism on the political left?
Well, you know, it's interesting because it's not consistent with the traditional liberal posture of skepticism towards large corporate power and particularly the pharmaceutical industry.
Yes.
And government agencies. And CDC has been characterized by at least four federal studies as a cesspool of corruption because of its pervasive interactions, entanglements, I would say, with the vaccine industry.
Talk about pervasive developmental disorders. Those people at the CDC have that pervasive, basically, an inability to have scientific integrity on the issue of vaccinations, where they claim they're safe, they're effective, vaccines work. Remember that hashtag? But no science to support it, no science to back it up. And RFK Jr. says, yeah, where's the skepticism on the political left? I've said this many times on the air. When was it that the political left used to not trust the man, right? And now they've become the man, or they've endorsed the medical man, the pharmaceutical man, and said, don't ask questions about it. And, of course, the CDC, a cesspool of corruption related to this, they're the cheerleaders and the primary distribution network for the vaccine industrial complex, which is the denomination known as vaccinology, if you will, within the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. A subsidiary of something, and RFK Jr. calls it out, and it was out there on Fox News last night.
The CDC vaccine branch is really a subsidiary of the vaccine industry. It sells $4.1 billion worth of vaccines a year. It spends about $4.6 billion, almost half of its budget, promoting vaccines, and it only spends $20 million testing vaccines. That's good for a tiny handful of the vaccines we have.
Safety testing, basically inconsequential. Our goal and role as the CDC is to promote and sell and distribute and to defend to the death of these poor children and the families who are impacted by vaccine injury and vaccine death, to defend as if it isn't related at all costs. So where's the safety testing? Now, in this next clip, it's very stunning what RFK Jr. says at the very beginning of the clip, even though it's not the bulk of where this next message goes, related to the issue of safety testing. But we'll come back and revisit it. Just keep your ears wide open for what he says here at the beginning and, of course, what he says about the CDC and safety testing.
One of the problems, and, you know, I've been meeting recently with the heads of the various federal agencies, and one of the kind of shocking things about vaccines is that there's very little safety testing. If you have a normal drug, let's say Vioxx or Viagra, if you want to bring that to market, typically FDA requires you to do double-blind placebo studies. So you take 9,000 people, give them the pill, 9,000 people, and give them a pill that's identical except it's just sugar. And then you look, you watch typically for around 5 years and see if there's harm.
Of course, none of that's happening with vaccination. But did you catch Super Don at the beginning of that? I'm going to play it real quick, and I'll stop it. I want you to hear what he said.
Meeting recently with the heads of the various federal agencies.
Did you catch that? I'm going to play it one more time.
Oh, I've been meeting recently with the heads of the various federal agencies.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, this is RFK Jr., private citizen. He's meeting with the heads of various federal agencies in a Republican administration over the executive branch. Now, I want you to think about this. Wait a second. How is this happening? How are the heads of these agencies agreeing to meet someone on a far left side of the equation that's going to be questioning them about science? Unless Trump and the Trump administration has given the blessing to say, meet with RFK Jr. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Do you remember that meeting long ago when he met with Trump?
And Trump says,
I want him to head up this commission. This tells you that something is going on behind the scenes, or he wouldn't be allowed to meet in this way to the heads of the federal agencies. Now, Tucker chimes in on these questions. Why aren't they being asked?
Oh, with vaccines, all of those requirements are waived.
I don't know what to think of that. I have many children. I had them all vaccinated. I'm not against vaccines. But I am for asking sincere questions, and I suspect...
Exactly.
I'm deeply suspicious of people who shout down those questions on the basis of the fact they're unfashionable. So I still don't understand why, all of a sudden, you're not allowed to ask sincere questions.
Here's Tucker Carlson, the everyman right now, asking the questions that anybody with a degree of skepticism and intact cognition would be asking. But what about conflicts of interest from Kennedy? Let's hear that real quick before we go to break.
I don't think you're getting paid for this, are you?
No, I'm not. In fact, I'm getting unpaid for this. It's been probably the worst career move that I've ever made.
Yes. That was
so true, right?
Yeah.
So true.
Pretty impressive, RFK Jr. laying it out. And Tucker Carlson asking some good questions. Again, he's not an anti-vaxxer. He had his kids vaccinated. But that even strengthens this in terms of making a bridge more scarily for the CDC to freak out about, much less the advertisers on Fox News, if they are indeed 17 out of 24. We're going to talk about that. One more clip to go. Also, Chuckie Schumer and the Democrats, are they worried about the vaccine injury, or are they worried about something else really inconsequential?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I don't know what the answer is, but I know what the questions ought to be, and you always have a place in the show to ask them. Anyone with sincere questions.
You know, it's not very, that is very kind and gracious of you, because, as you know, most television hosts will not let you on to talk about this issue. On the evening news, typically 17 out of 24 advertisements are pharmaceutical advertisements, and most hosts are frightened of that. So I am very grateful to you for your willingness.
I don't think we ought to be afraid of honest questions, and I think you're asking them. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tucker.
Props to Tucker Carlson and Liberal, who raises the real issues regarding vaccination. You know, we might differ politically. We might even differ some on the vaccine issue altogether. That's okay. You know, we got to communicate it somehow. You got to make a bridge somehow to people that aren't ready to hear the naked, unvarnished truth about the fallacy that are vaccinations in terms of genuine immune health. But as RFK Jr., who, if there was a leader of the Democratic Party that could bring integrity back into it, he'd be a guy. You go, all right, you know, I respect the guy because he's got integrity. But that's not happening because you got other Democrats or Dummycrats like Chuckie Schumer in the Senate. Instead of calling for hearings on the dangers of vaccination, they now want to crack down on raw cacao. I'm not kidding.
Wait, are you sure that that's not raw cocaine?
No, it's not raw cocaine. It's raw cacao.
Raw cacao.
Yes.
Cacao.
Okay. Remember last week we covered a story about a company, I believe in Orlando of all places, that has developed a cacao mix that you snort.
Yes.
And it's like for energy. It's called Coco Loco. Remember? It's raw cacao snuff, right? And they want to Well, I don't know that anybody was getting harmed from it. I don't know that I would snort it. It's got taurine, guarana, and ginkgo biloba.
It's basically like a powdered energy drink sort of thing, but it's made with the raw cacao or the cocoa.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Chuck E. Schumer wants to go after that and ignore completely the real issue, the danger of vaccinations, much less the danger of modern medicine and all of its FDA-approved trappings causing 786,000 deaths a year. Well, all forms of allopathic medicine, maybe more than that. And this is where you got this cognitive dissonance or cosmic disconnect. I would even say go further than cognitive dissonance with Chuck E. Schumer and many of the Democrats. Who also don't, and many of the Republicans, I'll be honest, again, we're equal opportunity offenders. It's not our purpose to offend, but if it happens to do so, hey, we're in talk radio. It's going to happen. It's demand it sometimes. But that's not my purpose in bringing it out this way. It's showing the buffoonery that exists within the confines of the swamp. Like that Swamp Watch from that British guy, whatever his name is, Super Don, if you can remember, that it's got a show Sunday night on Fox that just took it to Big Pharma. Like, oh my gosh, on Fox News. The guy was given a show, and he said this stuff. And yet I don't hear any of that coming from the political left. Instead, let's go after raw cacao snuff.
Okay, not that we're saying that you should do it.
But really.
I don't understand why anybody would want to do that.
Cosmic disconnect on the part of Schumer. Come on, really? That's where you're going? And you're complaining that people are going to die because Obamacare is going to be maybe repealed. Who knows if the Republicans are even going to do that? They're going to die because, no, death rates plummet when doctors go on strike. That's been proven time and again. And you want more people, Chuck E. Schumer, and many of you dunderheaded Republicans that don't get it either, not listening to Rand Paul at all about freedom, freedom in health care, freedom in healing, the freedom to choose. How about a system of medicine that's not as likely to kill you as it is to help you? Allopathic, FDA-approved pharmaceutical pseudoscience, and the vaccines to boot. No discussion of that, but you got to give props to RFK Jr. He might not go as far as I would go, but hey, people are where they are. And I know people got to be bridged into this thing because it's too shocking to consider that you've turned over your children to the church of the pharmaceutical mystics, right? Who pretend that they wave a magic syringe that they're going to inject into your child with foreign RNA and DNA from animals, from aborted fetal tissue, formaldehyde, antibiotics, heavy metals, that it's somehow going to magically transform your child into live and be healthier. It's absurd on its face, and it's more dangerous and absurd when Chuck E. Schumer goes after raw cacao snuff instead of acknowledging what RFK Jr. is saying about the lack of safety evidence, much less lack of efficacy testing as well. For the vaccine childhood schedule that expanded in 1989 approximately. All right, folks, we have a lot more healing to go. We're going to visit with the 10th Amendment Center. Mike Mahari is back. And we're going to talk about local food. Can we nullify the FDA on a state and local level? And if so, might it look like what's happening in Maine right now? Stick with us, learn, because you can apply it in your own backyard and make a huge difference. The biggest difference for your health and the health of your children. Kick the feds out! Nullify now.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix, because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders, and they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, coming up, we got Morley Robbins waiting in the wings next hour. We're going to talk magnesium. We're going to talk iron metabolism as it relates to neurological degradation diseases, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. Info you've probably never heard in any broadcast radio outlet ever. I'm not kidding you. The stuff we're going to discuss next hour, it's that groundbreaking. But right now, we're breaking ground with the 10th Amendment Center, bringing the power to heal politically, locally, back to you where it belongs with Mike Mahari. Mike, welcome back, my friend.
RSB, it is so good to talk to you again.
I missed you. I got to hang out with Michael Bolden and crew, but you were there in spirit, and now you're here with us bringing some good news about how something's happened in Maine to nullify FDA interference in food on that level that we all like to bring it back to.
Yes, indeed, on the local level. And this was a bill that was just passed, signed into law in Maine. For Mainers, it's LD 725. And basically it nullifies the FDA kind of in a roundabout way. What it really does is it gives local communities the ability to make their own rules in terms of food distribution within that geographic region. So in other words, you know, if I want to come over and sell you some blueberries or, bake you a pie and sell them at the fair or whatever, the city can make its own ordinances on that. The state will respect those, and it essentially removes licensing requirements for local face-to-face distribution of food. So it localizes things. And the way this impacts the feds is that since the state's not going to be enforcing its rules, it's not going to run in there and enforce the federal rules either. So that leaves the FDA to try to enforce its will on its own. And, of course, the FDA can't do it because it doesn't have the resources. So by doing this at the local level, you remove a layer of law and regulation, and it effectively removes the FDA, too, because they can't enforce their own rules. They need the state and local people to do it for them. And if they don't, then it doesn't get done.
How many examples do we need before we realize that voting the bums out is not working, right? And that what you guys at the 10th Amendment Center have been promoting is this local action, withdraw consent in a sense, or maybe in a reality on the state and local level, because as the 10th Amendment basically says, you know, paraphrased, those things not granted as far as powers to the federal government belong to the states or the people respectively. And it's nonviolent. It's very powerful in its nonviolence because it simply withdraws that. And, of course, as you said, the feds don't have the capacity to go into the states without the state complicit cooperation to shut down things like this on a local level.
That's exactly right. And we're just really starting to realize the power of this local action, the way that it actually hinders the federal government by removing that enforcement mechanism. You know, just looking at the drug war, where we have some solid numbers, when you look at marijuana, 90% of all marijuana arrests happen at the state and local level. So when you remove state and local laws and you get state and local law enforcement out of the marijuana issue, that eliminates 90% of the enforcement. That's an amazing thing. And this works not only for marijuana. I mean, that's where we've seen it actually, most effectively and most widespread. But this works for guns. It works for food. It works for anything in the world. If the state, local governments just think, you know what? We're going to let people do what they want to do. The federal government's going to have a real tough time enforcing all of its mandates and all of its horrible will upon the individual. So this is a powerful, powerful tool that we have.
Now, longtime Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, you know I've been saying that this could work and would work and might be the only thing to work to take the teeth out of the FDA related to healing, not just with food, but with medicine. Right? When there's something Absolutely. That can compete with a drug approved by the FDA comes down with the power of the devil. I mean, just viciously frightens you. Then they bring the FTC in if somebody said something unapproved by the FDA. And they'll rape you blind. They will take your money. You will be powerless to stop them or even fight back based on so-called constitutionally protected rights. So my goal and role, in addition to what you have all been doing at 10th Amendment Center, you know, since the beginning when I was invited to speak and participate, was to bring the concept in to take on the FDA as it relates to all healing in America on that state and local level. Could it be? Is this just a non-pharmaceutical fantasy that I have?
No, absolutely. Imagine if I'm here in Kentucky. Imagine if the state of Kentucky said, you know what? We're not going to regulate any type of natural remedies. And we're just going to, hands off, we're going to let doctors and homeopaths and nutritionists and whomever, we're going to let you guys work with your patients to determine what is in their best interest, and we're not going to interfere at all. Well, imagine how that would take the teeth out of the FDA. Again, the FDA works through these state and local bodies, the licensing agencies. If the state and local entities will back off, then that effectively removes the teeth from the feds. And we have much more power. We can get something passed at the local level. We can get something passed at the state level. We're not going to get anything done with Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell in Congress. Forget those guys. Work at the state and local level, and you can have an impact at the federal level without even realizing it.
And, of course, it works in the opposite way, too, when Like in California, you have an SB 277 that passes because the Democrats there sold out everybody to the pharmaceutical and vaccine industry and mandates vaccines. Even if you have a religious exemption, it no longer exists if you want to send your kids to public or private school. And so on that level, then you have the freedom, I hope, to move about the American cabin and leave California if you can't transform it because there are not enough people who believe in religious liberty, for instance.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the beauty of a decentralized system. And that's why I work with the 10th Amendment Center. It's not that I think state and local governments are great. They're horrible, too. But it's the fact that when you decentralize the system, you have options. You know, if you're really somebody who cares about food sovereignty and you have the opportunity, move to Maine because these folks are doing it right up there. I mean, you know, there's already like 20 localities in the state that have passed local food ordinances, and that's before the state even, you know, put their seal of approval on it. And, you know, if you want guns, come here to Kentucky. We're not going to mess with your guns too much. You don't want to be in California. So there's opportunities to find your place in a decentralized system. But when you get one-size-fits-all monopoly government from Washington, D.C., the garbage gets slammed down on everybody's head. So, you know, government is bad no matter where it's coming from. But if we can decentralize the system, at least we kind of dilute the effects of it somewhat. Mm-hmm.
Well, we saw a little bit of pushback on the concept of the federal supremacy, right? I think it was Maine that actually passed the law that said, you know what, we're going to mandate labeling of GMOs because a lot of people there wanted to know. And then suddenly this DARC Act, Denying Americans the Right to Know Act, whether you want GMO labeling or not, basically the feds came in and said, we're going to preempt state law on this, so we're going to null you out on the state level. So it was interesting how they tried to work it in reverse.
Right. And you know, those kind of things, that's where you just, the states just didn't need to ignore the federal government. And that's one of the biggest problems that we have is that too many state politicians don't have any fortitude when it comes to confronting the federal government. And, you know, again, the federal government can't do anything about it. Their hands are tied. There's this anti-commandeering doctrine that says that the federal government cannot force states to enforce their laws or to implement their programs. So basically, the states can take hands off. The feds can't do anything about it. So when the state says, you know what, you know, I'm going to thumb my nose at you, and we're going to just do what we want to do over here, and you guys try to come over here and enforce it yourself, again, the federal government can't do it. We need to have a lot more boldness. You know, I love looking back in the 1960s and looking at the civil rights movement. Those people understood the power of just saying no and standing your ground. And yeah, you're going to get pushback, and it's not going to be easy, but eventually you can win those battles. And we just need people to be willing to stand up. And as you say all the time, it's one of my favorite phrases in the world, stop asking permission where none is required.
Beautiful. I let that ring out for everybody to hear. You're a grown-up, are you not? Or are you a child of government even as an adult? That, it's just crazy what's happened, you know, since the founding of this country. We just celebrated Independence Day, but I'll hazard a guess that maybe 10% of Americans even know what that means.
Yeah, absolutely. It's sad, and we've been conditioned to accept the supremacy and the authority of our overlords in D.C. But you know, I'm very much optimistic because we're seeing things like this going on in Maine. You know, you mentioned the FDA. We have 37 states now that have passed right to try laws, which allow people to bypass the FDA and use experimental treatments when they have terminal illnesses. So in Texas, there's actually more than 80 patients, cancer patients, that have been treated by a doctor there with an unapproved FDA treatment after the clinical trials were over. The federal government said, you know what, we're shutting this down. You can't treat these guys anymore. Texas passed the Right to Try Act. The doctor is continuing to treat those patients under the state law instead of the federal law, and these people are getting the treatments that they want. And many of them are still alive today because of it. The federal government was just going to let them die.
Yeah,
so, yeah. It's an amazing thing, and we're seeing more and more of this type of decentralization and pushback across the country. So I'm optimistic about what's going on.
Well, and it's a step in the right direction, reflective of some level of awareness among the people going, you know what, I don't think I want to wait for permission of the federal bureaucracy. Okay, we'll bring it to the state level. But the state level still is not going far enough, in my opinion, probably yours as well, until they
Absolutely.
Say, you know what, you can try experimental stuff even when you're not on death's door, because it's your
Absolutely.
Body.
And that's, you know, let's get fundamental here. It's nobody's business what you put in your body. It's nobody's business what I put in my body. And this nanny state mentality, it just drives me crazy, and I'm sure it does you too. I'm not a child. I can make that decision, and if it harms me, then I'm taking that responsibility, not your responsibility. But stop telling me what to do. I don't want you to tell me what to do. I'm not a kid. It's like you said, we're not children. So, but again, we need more people to be willing to take this attitude, be willing to stand up and go, you know what? No. Most powerful two letters in the English language. No. Every 3-year-old knows how to use it, right? Well, we need to relearn what our toddlers tell us. Just look those people in the eye and go, no.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, folks, you can go to the 10thAmendmentCenter.com, and you can follow him on Twitter. Mike Mahari's doing great work. And is your book still available? Everybody should know about that real quick.
Absolutely. It is still available. You can pick it up over at the on the 10th Amendment Center website in our store. It's also available on Amazon. It's called Our Last Hope, Rediscovering the Lost Path to Liberty. It talks about state nullification, the constitutional, philosophical, and moral case for it. And I actually have a revised edition. If you go to the great Amazon, it's been revised and updated. So would love people to pick that up.
Yeah, please do. Mike Mahari is the author, Our Last Hope, Rediscovering the Lost Path to Liberty. Mike, appreciate you so much, and everybody with the 10th Amendment Center. I hope everybody signs up, joins, becomes a member of an organization that wants to decentralize and bring the power to whatever back to you, where it belongs. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Super happy time for Super Don next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that you're children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Get ready, Morley Robbins, Magnesium Man, coming up next hour. RobertScottBell.com, show notes are there, links are up, thanks to Captain Morgan. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Upcoming, Thursday to Thursday, coming up, symptoms event for the Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org. Check it out. Join in. We've got a naturopathic education conference. I'll be broadcasting live from the DoubleTree Hilton there in Bloomington, I think it's called, right by the Mall of America. And we're heading up to Minnesota. So hope to see y'all there if you want to come by and join me live on the air. We'll be there all week. And then we have the NPA Maho show. That's for the industry, natural products industry, health food stores. Mom and pops love you. And we're going to be there with CV Sciences, broadcasting live on the 23rd of July. Then the Cancer Prevention Convention in August, the 27th, the whole Sunday, including the live broadcast from there. And then the big one, for me at least, Food as Medicine, Curacao. Y'all want to go out, have a vacation like no other, to an island in the southern Caribbean? Curacao is the place to go. We're going to have organic food, clean food all week. I don't have to bring my food. I'll be lecturing on healing the gut and the lungs, and we'll be able to do live broadcasts from the island as well. Sign up before the 14th. You'll save $300. The code is RB0700. Check it out. Links are up in the notes. Just click the banner. Then the truth about cancer, the big, big one, live, in person. So many people, I can't even name them besides TMB and me, RSB, and many more. October 5th, 6th, and 7th, Orlando, Florida, and there's even more in October we're going to get to. But I told Super Don, it's his happy day, it's his happy segment, and it's a coffee segment. And yes, it says more coffee leads to a longer life. This is according to two separate studies, Super Don.
Yeah,
more
two
coffee,
studies.
More coffee leads to a longer life, which can only mean one thing.
What? Coffee's ready, I'm dying, nowhere left for me to run now.
Yeah.
Got that feeling, paint the ceiling, buttons popping, ain't no stopping now.
Yay.
Coffee enema. Enema. Coffee enema. Enema.
All right, is that what the study said? Am I right?
No.
Am I right?
No, it had nothing to do with coffee enemas.
No. Oh, I thought we had you finally.
No. Although I can see how you would be confused because I'm sure you would not disagree with the fact that maybe more coffee enemas would lead to a longer life. But in this particular instance, these were people that were actually consuming it what I would consider the correct way, which would be in a cup in the morning. Yes. But anyway,
all right.
Yes.
Score one for Super Don. It's not up the bum. It's drinking it. Yes, that's right. And it says one study surveyed more than 520,000 people in 10 European countries. Largest study to date on coffee and mortality, and it seems to lower a risk of mortality. And they even broke it down into different subgroups, African-Americans, although I don't know how they do African-Americans in Europe. Did you ever figure that one out, African-Americans in Europe?
Yeah, I don't think they would call them that, would they?
But no, they did, right. And it's like people are so programmed. Native Americans, really, in Europe? Hawaiians, Japanese-Americans, Latinos, and whites.
That's a very good point. I didn't even catch that. Listen, this is an American news outlet, so obviously they weren't thinking about what they were writing when they did it. But bottom line, no pun intended,
bottom line for us,
apparently, according to this study, that consuming coffee is good for you. Now, I'm going to say, though, that, and I'll admit this, that the way that Americans usually consume their coffee is probably not the best. We're not talking about going
Europeans
to Starbucks and getting a unicorn frappe.
yes.
You know, that's probably not the coffee that would be the best for you.
Good distinction there. And you're right, because if we're going to Europe and looking at the way they drink it there, it's strong, it's real, and it doesn't have, you know, unicorns coming out of it.
And they would, the colors,
no, they would laugh at us. I mean, they do laugh at us for doing that if we do that. But very interesting. They say it's neuroprotective and anti-inflammatory. It has some of those properties and maybe can help reduce the risk for illnesses like Parkinson's disease. Interestingly enough, we might be talking about that next hour with Morley Robbins.
That's right. Magnesium Man coming up.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Yeah, Super Don, you're ready because you're just so happy it wasn't about coffee enemas in the end.
Yes. Not the enema man. It's the magnesium man.
The magnesium man. That's right. Well, drink it up, Fuzzball. We got a whole other hour of broadcast healing. It's going to be fun. It's going to be intense. Put on your thinking caps if you'd like to call in. You know the number. I've given it to you. Or comment on the website, robertscottbell.com. Follow me at Twitter at RSL Media. Why would you do that? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.